Friends, today, as in other years, we are gathered together to celebrate what Buddhists all over the world, mostly in the East, of course, but even here in the West, regard as being the greatest event in the whole course of human history. And it isn't, of course, a material event. It's not the sort of thing that people perhaps usually celebrate on a national scale. And it's not a battle or a conquest or even a scientific discovery. What we're celebrating, what is being celebrated in so many other parts of the world at this moment, is a purely spiritual, one might even say transcendental event. The event of the attainment of what has come to be called in the Buddhist tradition perfect enlightenment, Samyak Sambodhi, by Siddhartha Gautama. And this event occurred in northeastern India some 25 centuries ago. Scholars aren't altogether agreed as to the exact year in which the Buddha was born, in which he gained enlightenment, in which he passed away. But the general consensus of scholarly opinion nowadays is that the Buddha gained enlightenment at the age of 35 in 528 BC. And according to a very early Buddhist tradition, he gained enlightenment, he awoke to the supreme truth, he became a Buddha on the full moon day, or rather night, of the Indian month Vaishakha, which corresponds to our April to May, which is why we very often refer to this particular celebration as Vaishakha Purnima, the festival of the full moon day of the month Vaishakha. And Vaishakha in Pali is Visakha, and in Sinhalese it's Wesak. And in this way we arrive at the festival of Wesak, the full moon day of the month of April to May, commemorating the Buddha's enlightenment. In other words, this is the occasion when we commemorate the day when, for the first time in history, in recorded history at least, an unenlightened being, an unenlightened man, became an enlightened being, an enlightened man. The day when he finally freed himself from all human conditionings, all human limitations, became, as it were, one with reality, one with truth, and became even, we may say, a living embodiment of the truth. So that after this great attainment of his, the truth was manifested through him in every word that he spoke, in every action, and even, perhaps above all, in his silences, as silently he communicated with his friends and his followers. So today, not only today, but also yesterday and tomorrow, all over the East, all over the Buddhist world, people are coming together in various ways, in small groups, in large groups, in very large groups, even as we have come together here this evening. And in all these different places, all these different countries, they are remembering the Buddha's great achievement and paying homage to his memory. And this they are doing in different ways according to their respective national cultural traditions. In some countries, as in Ceylon and Burma, you'll find people lighting candles and offering them to the Buddha. In Tibet, you'll find them lighting butter lamps, especially 108 butter lamps or 1008 butter lamps, and offering them to the Buddha, offering them before the image of the Buddha. And in other parts of the Buddhist world, in other Buddhist countries, you'll find people chanting, sometimes for hours on end, sometimes even all day and all night, chanting verses expressive of the praises of the Buddha, commemorating his great spiritual achievement. And of course, in other places, on a more, as it were, social level, you'll find lots of people feeding the monks. In some Buddhist countries, on all occasions of this kind, this is a very popular, I was almost going to say pastime, feeding the monks. They gather together as many monks as possible, and monks by tradition are supposed to have very healthy appetites, and they line them up in rows, sitting on the floor, and they feed them. And the tradition is, at least in some Buddhist quarters, that the more the monk eats, the greater the merits that you gain. So the more he eats, well, the more pleased you are. So hospitality, obviously, in these circumstances, is not stinted. It's certainly not refused. But elsewhere, in other places, more serious-minded people perhaps will be listening to lectures, just as you're listening, perhaps listening to discussions, expositions, bearing on the Buddha's life and his teachings. And some people, even here and there, on this particular day, will be meditating